Please forgive me. I took an allergy pill and something for my throat. So, Lord willing, and Father, I should open this in prayer anyway. Give us ears to hear, eyes to perceive, and a heart of understanding that we might turn and repent. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for the gift of repentance that has even been working in my life. In Jesus' name. For your hands, this is Isaiah 59, verse 3. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue has muttered perverseness. These are our sins. In Isaiah, the first chapter, Isaiah speaks of a culture that is so corrupted that in order to survive in it, you have to corrupt yourselves. And the only way to come out of it, just as John the Baptist, is to go out into the wild lands, which is where I am right now. But up high in the mountains of Arizona, in the backcountry. None call for justice. Verse 4. Nor any plead for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eats of their eggs dies, and that which is crushed breaks out into a viper. Their web shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. And isn't that the truth here in our culture? Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goes therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. I mean, the words are very strong. I cannot comment. They speak for themselves. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away and backwards, and justice stands afar off, for truth has fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth fails. You see it? And equity cannot enter because there's people won't hear the truth. There's no making it right. Yea, truth fails, and he that departs from evil makes himself a prey And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. I'm speaking to the judges and the courts and the laws of this land. That even the judges, even the righteous judges, who try to bring justice, try to bring equity, they become the prey. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation to him. This is to God. God's arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and the helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put upon the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. This says that God himself has to do this work, that nobody's qualified except for him, and his right arm, which is Jesus. According to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. The whole world's going to see this and know this. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And now these are the words of God. Verse 20, Isaiah 59, 20. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and to them that turn from transgressions in Jacob, says the Lord. As for me, this is God speaking, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My Spirit that is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouths of your seed, nor out of the mouths of your seed, says the Lord, from hereafter and forever. So this is the culture that we live in. This is the corruption and the degeneration that we've fallen into, even the whole world. And the enemy has come in like flood, but God will raise up standards. He himself, his arm is working salvation through certain people. He raises up the standard, said this is a standard of God's righteousness and justice. And then the Redeemer shall come. This is the work of God. He's the only one that can do this, because we have all failed and fallen short. Even those of us who are the ministers of the Lord, who are pursuing him are righteous. There's none righteous. No one's good. Why do you call me good, says Jesus? There's none righteous but our Father in heaven. Even Jesus said, and I believe it was pertaining to this passage, that it is he, our Father, the Creator, that works his righteousness through his Redeemer, Jesus Christ, and that's his arm of salvation. And as we look to him and hold up that standard, what is that standard? It's the cross. It's the blood of Jesus, the throne, the centerpiece of the throne of heaven, the Lamb slain from the foundations of the earth. Nobody's getting in except by that way. There's no other door. There's no other way in. All your righteousness, even in our striving to disciple ourselves and crucify ourselves daily, this means nothing. It's the blood of Jesus. This is that you are bought without a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What? Come and buy that. Now I'm going to go to this passage. And this has been strong in our intercession. Is Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55.